Ahead and start. Very good. Welcome to the ORAN Software Community TOC meeting for March 10th, 2021. I'm Jack Murray. Today the scribe will be Jin Ri. And we'll go ahead and start with our roll call. Jin Ri.
Yes, I'm here.
David?
Hi, this is David.
John Paul?
Good morning, Jack. Hello, everybody. John Paul here.
Masafumi-san?
Hi, this is Masafumi.
Ruha?
Hello, everybody. This is Yuan.
William? Okay, and Ganesh?
Hi, everyone. This is Ganesh from Redisys.
And Vishwa. Okay, so we have enough for a quorum, so we'll continue the meeting and approve the minutes. Now, last week we did not approve the minutes for last week's meeting, or for the 2 week ago meeting, because there was a, Jin Ri, you asked for some time to clean things up, right, Jin Ri?
Yes.
So the first thing we want to go back to is the 2/24 meeting. That's the one that needs approval. Is that correct? Is anyone, Ganesh, that's the way you remember it as well?
Correct, yeah. Let's approve that minutes first and then come to the later one.
You were the scribe for 2/24.
Correct.
We have recording attached, and we have comments and things cleaned up and connected. Right, Ganesh?
Yes, Jack.
All right. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or corrections for February 24th, 2021 TOC meeting? Okay. Ganesh, can you make a motion to accept the minutes?
Sure, Jack, thanks. And I propose the motion to approve the minutes of a meeting for the meeting held on 24th February.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I would hear, I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
You are the son.
Richard saying aye.
Masahumi say aye.
I'm close to aye.
All those against say nay. Okay, we've approved the February 24th, 2021 meeting. Now we'll move on to looking at last week's meeting, which is March 3rd, 2021. TOC meeting, it looks a little different. It just, the recording is a box instead of just a link on my screen. Has anyone tried to play the video? Last week. Let's just see. Can't preview, I have to download. Okay, I don't want to get too far into that here live in the meeting. All right. And then we have the minutes taken. Anyone with any questions, corrections, or adjustments to the minutes?
Actually, I have one question. Just one question. So last week, we don't have Sachin, the ODU High PTL present, but we do have his deputy. I I don't know how to spell her name. So this is the only thing that I'm not sure.
I'll spell the name. I can text it in this meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Then other than that, I think that personally, I'm fine with that meeting, of course. Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have any questions or corrections other than the addition to the and spelling of the right name? All right, so we're correcting the name. Anything else that anyone has? All right, with that, then Jinri, do you want to make a motion to accept the minute?
Yes, I will make a motion.
For March 3rd, anyone, do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second David here.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Ganesh saying aye.
Johan says aye.
William says aye.
Paul says aye.
Jamie saying aye.
All those against say nay. Okay, we've approved the minutes for March 3rd. Then we'll return to the top of the agenda of March 10th. We've completed roll call scribe. Okay. All right, today's agenda. Does anyone have anything that they want to add to today's agenda? Okay, then we'll move on. Are there any open votes or approvals pending?
Hey Jack, I have one item. I need a front hall router in the OSC lab. So if there is anybody who can help or contribute, that'll help. You need a switch between the RU and the DU.
Right. But what makes it a front hall switch or router?
It needs to talk, I think, 25 gig to the DU, and then there's this, I forget the name, it's 1055 or 5088 timing clock. I think Ganesh might know. There's a specific timing associated with this switch that needs to be there.
Right. Is there any specific support for?
There are a couple of candidate frontal routers. I can paste that on the. I can send that out as an email. Also. Just thought I'd mention that. Yeah.
All right.
Ritvik, now when you mentioned these open labs, I think that a couple of weeks ago we had some discussion from those open labs, and if we could get some more information to our website.
Okay, yeah.
From these labs, I think it would be very useful information.
Okay, I'll take that action. Yeah, so you want something on the wiki to explain what the OSC lab is, right?
Yeah, right. What labs we have, and I think we discussed something also from Optic labs and maybe something else, but just came into my mind.
Yeah, I can help to populate that on the wiki. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, thanks.
I don't see Trishan here today. Oh yeah, Trishan's here. Okay. So I don't know if we need to add another, Ritwik, if it's just worth adding it as another major item at the top.
What, the documentation of the labs, yeah?
Yeah, just after, partnerships, just create another link there with labs, work with Astrician.
Sure. Yep.
And then you can populate stuff underneath that.
Sure, yeah, we'll do that.
Instead of burying it, I think it's useful information. All right, and work to get it updated. Okay, so you have an action item with Ritwik. to do that. All right, so now let's see.
Jack, I have one comment. So when we get to the major business, I remember, Ganesh raised this a few times. If my understanding is correct, I think his suggestion is kind of to put all the action points together so then we can review them at the beginning of the meeting. But you see currently the action points are kind of scattering in different agenda items. I'm not sure whether we want to consider this or I don't know. Or probably Ganesh can explain better.
Good point. Good point, generally. I think it's a good practice to collate the action items in one place in the minutes. And it's also good to look at the action points first, then continue with the meeting so that we can follow up on those actions.
All right, so
I would request the TOC to consider this as a change from the way we prioritize items in the meetings every week.
Okay, so after item, so what you're proposing is, say, after item number 4, which is reviews today's agenda,
yeah,
we would add a, you know, add one item that becomes, would come a new at 5 that would be action items or action points, and then list them all there so that we can address them up front each week quickly and then continue on with the rest of the agenda.
Great.
That's the proposal. Does anyone else have any comments or thoughts?
Don't we already have an action items section? It's towards the end of this list, Jack, if you scroll down. So is it just a case of move it up? So I thought previously we had down here action items. Yeah, it's there, number 13, I guess, maybe. So we take the action items out from there and we move it up to point 5, as you mentioned earlier. Is that the idea?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think the original intent here is that at the end of the meeting, you just reviewed what action items we captured to make sure they got in the minutes.
Okay.
But you know, we can, focus it here at the beginning of just breaking them out and making sure they get addressed. Are you okay with that?
Yep, sure. It's no problem.
Okay, does anyone else have any questions or comments? I mean, it's not that we have to vote on it, it's just a consensus change. All right, so...
I think I'm fine with this, but probably we can start from next meeting.
Yeah. So starting next week, we will... summarize the action points. With it being after review of today's agenda, then we'll go into action points. All right, and then renumber everything going down. Okay. Anything else? Okay, so I already asked for release votes and approval, so we're on to copyright. We did have a meeting again last Friday. I think we're pretty close on part of the discussion, which is, we have the basic license spelled out. There wasn't a lot of change to it. There was continued discussion. So I think it's getting closer to a piece that we will share more broadly. This Friday's agenda is to talk about how we will bring that to, beyond ORAN to 3GPP and others to get feedback. And then there is an open item that's still not quite resolved. And that is how we want to deal with documentation. So the license covers the software code, but doesn't cover documentation. Most of the documentation in our projects is covered under CC4, which is a different licensing mechanism than the software code, which uses Apache. So it's still an open item on exactly how to license the documentation piece. And so in my mind, at least, the documentation takes two forms. One, which is direct documentation of how the software is written and maintaining the software. And the second grouping is the software and how you use the module that the software builds, like how do you use a near real-time RIC. So to me, the software is kind of at the two different levels. And there will be some reference to some materials at each level, though most of it will occur at the software level. When you are talking about, describing how the overall modules work, some references may be required, particularly. And so the question was, what are the examples in the documentation? And so I just wanted to ask, in my mind right now, the simple examples, typically fall into ASN 1 code models. Software examples, error codes, and then you start getting into more specific examples. So the question is there anyone have any thoughts on, is there a major piece that we're missing if we use those four areas of examples, is there something else I should add to that list? Okay. Then, the question is how much, obviously, for the software itself, you have items on this list. The question is, I was using some of the API work. I guess it's really APIs as well. Some of the API work out of the near real-time RIC specifications that as examples. In some cases, a couple of the documents were, in my mind, almost 90-some percent of the document was really software related. One gave a whole example of source code, or if you're talking about models. So I think I was going to use them as the examples in software, and then in description of the functions, again, I was going to use APIs and error codes. I don't know that ASN1 would would you expect that ASN 1 code examples appear at the, you know, at the higher overall functional description? Like Thoroff on the near real time RIC, when you write documentation on what the real time RIC does, would you expect that ASN 1 code examples get involved at that high level of documentation?
Good question. I think you would probably be able to limit yourself. So you would just kind of refer to the IEs by name.
Yeah.
But not put their structure there. Could be, I think, depending on, I think it would be good to be able to do it. If not, no big harm.
Okay. I mean, models always, you know, you're always describing the models and what the fields are in the models. So at some point that always creeps in. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's kind of where I'm at on those two items. So we continue to meet, and now there's an action item for me to share the legal write-up. Yeah, I just haven't been, the legal team kind of owns the content of that, and they distribute the latest version. Does this team want to see the latest version? Because I mean, it tweaks incrementally, you know, week to week. Is there people who don't have access to it that want to see it at this point? I mean, most of the companies here come to the Friday meeting already and can get access to it. Is there anyone who doesn't have it that would like a copy of it? Okay, if there is, just please reach out. All right. So any other questions on the copyright?
Jack, you said there's a meeting this Friday. Will that be an open meeting involving all the companies? It's just I don't seem to have the invite for Friday's meeting in my calendar.
Let me see. I thought I copied over the. What happened here? Okay. Yeah, let me think. For some reason, it didn't propagate.
It's no problem. No problem.
Let me, I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
Meeting.
Great.
Thank you for calling that out. All right. All right. So an action item on that. All right. So anything else on the copyright? Okay. Next, we're down to ORAN related business. Jin Reed, do you have anything, or does anyone else have anything on the ORAN side? Like.
No, there is no update this week. Nope. Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on to status of items. You still haven't heard from Stefan Ganesh. I see.
Jack, I just was sending email. Stefan responded, so I resent him the older email conversation. So hopefully it'll get attention now, and Stefan can review this and then take next steps.
Okay, good. All right.
Gany, what did you say? Because just now I saw an email from Stefan.
Yeah,
I missed what you said.
Yeah, Stefan did not seem to find the original email with the contract PDF.
Yeah.
I sent that again to him. So
This is what the email said. Okay.
This is about using the software as a in the test configuration.
Correct.
For the OSC. OCU. Sorry. In the OSC lab. All right. You know, Jinri, I think we probably need to set up a summary for the EC on, you know, on a couple items, one of them being this OCU discussion about how to proceed, because there's, you know, it is one of the bigger gaps we have. So let's I think we periodically do an EC, you know, review on some of the topics. So we should probably try to schedule that here again. All right, let's de-release requirements. All right, Ritwick, you're gonna try to find a time to meet with the TIFG co-chairs?
Yeah, it's still pending on me. Actually, I have to do that. I'll take care of it this week.
Okay. And then action point, TOC members of Hulk to indicate what they really need to deliver in D and E. Is that really? So I guess that this is going back to, Ritwick, you set up a place under releases?
D-release? Yeah, D-release, and then the PTLs have populated. I think some items I've seen trickling in. Yeah, you can see that there. Don't know if everybody has put their stuff in yet. So for the OCU, I just copied over from the C release. So, you know, that's the part. I think it's still, everything is kind of pending there. Right.
Yeah.
I think almost everybody has filled in their high-level goals and objectives.
Yeah. All right. It's good, and as things develop, it's good to capture them there, because, you know, that's where easy to do it as we go, because you can always go back and look at, we keep this and we keep it frozen for the D release. And then we start a new version for the E release. So it's a good way for us to keep a little bit of history as we go through the projects and what people do. We often, you know, a release or two down the road, sometimes people ask, well, you know, what was the thought process in D, or what were you doing? So this is a way to be able to go back and look at that. So that's important. And thank everyone for taking the time to do that. Anything else on the D release?
I think I'll update it with the new use case that we're targeting for D release also. You know, I mean, each of the PTLs have put in their bits, but maybe an abstract on what the use case we're trying to demonstrate, the closed loop use case.
Yes, that would be good.
Then up there, yeah.
Up at the top, just talk about the overall objectives of the D release. All right. CII badging. Trishan, how are we going there?
Added some information from the SMO project, but I see it's still not complete yet. But I've added it. So all the projects now have a badging page set up so we can track progress. I have a few more things to upload, but the SMO one's missing some information.
Okay. Is that under?
It's software? Under software and then best practices. And there's the table. Just at the. Yep.
All right. And then.
And those are the progress.
All right. So RIC applications is in great shape at 94, near real time RIC 83. ODU high at 44. All right, now there's nothing listed here for ODU low. Is that because we don't feel there's any code there? Or isn't there an entry for low? I thought there's still software as part of the ODU low project.
So far, these are the projects that have submitted the data.
Okay, so Jack, I will try to update offline. And also for the two items. Yeah, I will check that.
Okay, I don't think it still takes effort to go through the process, but I think we need to get on the page there. The OCU is open because we really haven't made much progress. The radio unit is here more for a logical discussion. We're not building the software for that. OAM maintenance at 32, simulations infrastructure, 3%.
We have some of the content for that. That's on me too. I need to add them, update the entry.
All right, if we could at least see where we're at with the infrastructure project. Yep. And then I know the SMO is coming up to speed. The non-real time RIC controllers at 80. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Trishan, I probably would need to work with you because I did enter some of the information. I don't know why it's not showing up.
I only saw two categories out of the five or so. That's the others correct. Are empty. So we can hit me offline and we can walk through it.
Okay, sounds good.
Trishan, just a quick question. Updates, should we put them on the wiki page here or directly into the tool? Because I know that, I at least have made a good few updates, I think, since the 80% mark. I'm just wondering if, do we just flag them to you directly or do you watch the page or
sometimes, but I mean, if you have an update, it may be, you can do it directly. Because once you have the page set up, anyone from the project can go in and update it.
Okay. Do we need some kind of login or something? Because I didn't need to be able to log into the actual tool itself.
It should work. It shoot me an email and we can sort that out with the project. I can get you set up on that.
Thanks, Trisha.
All right. So very good progress in most of the areas. So thank you for that.
And Jack, I think one area as I was going through it, we may have raised this before, is a security response and reporting is that maybe it makes sense to discuss like having a common procedure across the projects to report or having it documented for each one. That's an area that was sort of lacking, I think, in many of the projects.
Yeah, I think we were trying to say that we would raise those issues with the
ORAN Alliance's security group to see what their thoughts are on that. Yep.
Because there are a reference team mm-hmm. rather than the teams are pretty small trying to figure out additional security representatives. Are people overall comfortable with that, with listing the ORAN security focus group as the overall contact, and then if things come up, we raise it with them and have them manage the overall remediation and response. And then we focus on what code's needed to do that. That makes sense to people rather than creating our own security efforts. Any thoughts?
From the reporting CII perspective, we should just document that process somewhere that they can find it easily. So,
okay. On the probably on the software piece right here, we need to add a section for did you want it at this level under security, or do you want it under best practices? Add a security piece there.
No, I think it would be under software, higher level.
Okay.
So it's easier to find. You have a report security issue, just go here, kind of.
Okay. Can you set that up?
Yeah, we can set right up the page there. I can do that.
Okay, and then we'll populate it, and then we'll Jinri, we should add that to our discussion with the EC items for us to make sure that we inform them how that's working, and then follow up with the security team focus group. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. It's up here. All right. So, all right, that covers badging. Then we're down to release planning. If we look at our calendar, we are March 10th. March 10th puts us in week 10, which is kind of, we're wrapping up dev sprint one. So next week we'll be asking for some, you know, progress from the PTLs they think was completed in the dev one sprint, just as an update. But we're, you know, that signals like 1/4 through the cycle and how we're doing towards our overall objectives. So we'll spend a little more time on that next week. But that's where we are in the process. Any questions? All right. All right, Ritwick, requirements, anything, any update this week?
No, I've just been going through the MVP, project. We're discussing a lot of massive MIMO requirements there. So I think that will be the thing to work on the e-release. It's going to be like an 18-month program. So, you know, but before the MVP package comes out. So I think we'll have to see how that progresses, and maybe e-release will try and tackle some of those. But I'm not sure if, you know, if OSC is very tightly coordinated with the working groups, because specifications have to be written first, then only we can kind of work on it. So we'll have to see. Maybe at some point we can discuss. Over the next 6 weeks, the MVP team is meeting to hash out the plans as to which working groups are going to do what. And then at that point, after 6 weeks, we will get a good idea of for massive MIMO, what each working group has to do. And then I think OSC should take a look at that point and see if something can be done pre-spec, or maybe some models can be looked at. Obviously we can't build anything, but we'll have to see how to prepare for that. Eventually, I think after the 18-month cycle, when the specs come out, then you have a very good set of requirements or specifications to work on. I think that's really what we need to kind of keep an eye on e-release. But if the EC feels otherwise, please let us know, Jack. Because right now all the working groups are putting their inputs in, how to strategize, how to make sure that the they can balance their work according to what MVP team wants to do versus what is already in process. So that's where the discussion is right now. So if you think that the OSC needs to be playing a more active role in steering the MVPC, then tell us how we should do it, right? Otherwise, it's really a specification work item. And each of the stage one, stage two, stage three requirements have to be completed, and the specifications have to be drafted based on that. And that's going to take a long time. So I kind of suggested a kind of an orthogonal way of doing it, but it didn't go very well. I was basically asking the team to create a special task force to see if they can get that task force to do the stage one, stage two, stage three work, and then bring it to the working group items in parallel so that they can cross-check it periodically, rather than funneling the work through the working groups, and then they have to manage this, what is prioritized, what is not prioritized, because there's so much work already. But then people felt that, no, that will be kind of fragmented because you can't do that, So anyway, I don't know how you feel about it, but otherwise, the way I feel it, it's 3GPP takes about 2 to 3 years to get specifications out. OR and MVP release will almost be around the same time frame, 2 years. So what have we really gained? I thought the whole point was to actually get specifications out quicker. And, but I guess work cannot be accelerated just because you want to accelerate it, right? That's really, you still have to do stage one, stage two, stage three.
Well, in my mind, I mean, there are different tracks that all this work is on. And I think the MVP has decided to kind of take a more, a more ambitious, large scale goal track of, being able to implement a major use case like the MIMO use case, which exercises, most of the system. I think we as a team need to support that long term, but I don't think we will be successful if we sit around and wait for a year and a half to promote progress in the software community on only such a big, work item. And so, this is a good point of discussion where we can start it today, but maybe we can take on a focused activity to talk about things. And I really want other people's opinions here. I will say that in my mind, there are some things that we really should be doing sooner than later to promote, the progress that we're making. So let me just throw out two ideas. They're just ideas. I'm not trying to push them along, but there are components, and I'll just take two examples. The non-real-time RIC, not the whole SMO, just the non-real-time RIC as a module. Can we think about how we would set up a, some kind of building off of the PlugFest, but trying to bring it to be more of an interoperability event, and think about how we could design a badge around that activity. And then maybe that drives into the TIFG processes down the road, that people could reuse that independent test process to evaluate how different implementations than the real-time RIC would interoperate, would use the same models, or a series of models that would work with our environment. I think the non-real-time RIC has a similar potential. Can we, you know, I see people talking about near real-time RICs out there. Should we be driving an event around, you know, interoperability with our open source one, and then, you know, at XApps, and then looking, let other people bring their near real-time RICs and run the XApps at it as a badging event, and then and start to really promote, you know, a broader interoperability piece around and use of the software on a broader basis. And, you know, we have our labs. We now have this lab that we're working with the university in Taiwan. We also have the opportunity to do it with the OTIGs or with Linux Foundation has made an offer to host some of this activity. I guess the third one in my mind is for something like O1 to really be successful, I think of it like USB, where I think, you know, I think there needs to be an aggregate release of support for an O1 version 1. Again, this is just simple terminology for the sake of discussion, that there is a broader step that everyone tries to get to. We have some interoperability events and demonstrate multiple people working against the same event and getting a badge kind of activity. Otherwise, how do we promote the software that we're doing, that people are using it, and even if they say they build upon it, how do we know they don't break it in the process if we don't have some kind of events? Some of the current work, which is very good, often, you know, kind of is a very short-lived. It comes together, we demonstrate it, it kind of, then we move on, and it becomes kind of a very vendor-specific claim after that. How do we promote our software community to be more successful and more important and interoperate with people who are using it and promote it activities? Otherwise, we're just doing a lot of work, and is it, you know, not very visible, and not, people aren't really driven to take advantage of it if we are not saying how useful and how we've done the work to make sure it's the key reusable component as part of a broader ecosystem. So I don't know how people think about how we start promoting this, but I think we have to start figuring out how to take the software to a more reusable level than just the incremental steps of specifications. You know, there's a USB 1.1, and then there was a 2, and there's a 3. So it will continue to evolve, but if the industry doesn't at least rally around a couple of these incremental steps as a point of real interoperability, I'm just concerned that ORAN becomes this ocean of activity without any real major milestones or goals that the broader community can rally about. But that's my pitch. I don't know how other people on the TOC and in the community feel, but I think we have to figure out some way to rally the work that we're doing and raise its profile beyond just the grinding out of the software. So I'll be quiet now and look for some other people to comment.
Okay.
thoughts?
Sorry, Jack, can I just make a quick comment? With all due respect, is that's not the role of the Auron Alliance, not OSG. If you want multi-vendor interoperability, you define it in standards rather than writing code and then expecting that to become a standard. That's not what standardization is.
Well, I'm not saying that we're, but how do we promote the code that we've written to be, you know, demonstrate that it has achieved some of what is called out in the specification?
Yeah, but again, the couple of examples that you've called out around O1, the RIC interoperability interface, the R1 interface, and the non-real-time RIC, they're not standardized. So, yeah, but that's what we're waiting on.
Well, I mean, but we have to push them as much as just sitting around and waiting, right? We're part of the community that, you know, pushes on, that needs to push on them as to what we as part of the ORAN Alliance community see as needs.
Create a certification and badging process in ORAN, just like what TIP is doing. Create an ORAN specific or OSC specified badging and certification process. That way, you get an ORAN badge. There are different levels of these badges, and depending on what requirements you meet, what specifications you're compliant to, you get a certain level of badging. That's the only way you can kind of promote that this is OSC compliant. Maybe OSC will give out badges in coordination with ORAN Alliance. That's the only way to check it, right? I think this is what TIP is doing.
Well, I think ORAN Alliance should give out the badges, but I'm just trying to say, should we as a community push them towards some of these needs or opportunities as we see software starting to exist that would enable those things?
Yeah, I think you can influence that badging process. How we do it, I think it's still TBD. So if, for example, if a product,
but isn't it, Ritvik, so that the IFG has done also something related to this certification process?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't. So that's the part I'm not sure how much they have done there. Are there badges that are ready to go? Are products already been certified and badged?
I don't know how far they are, but I think I have read somewhere that some work has been done in this area.
Okay.
Do we see this as being related to the minimum viable plan as well? I mean, shouldn't that drive, or should we feedback from the OSC into the minimum viable plan what it is we think we can do in specific releases, and then that will act as a driver for the Alliance to speed up in some areas and maybe slow down in other areas if we agree that that's a priority or a focus.
So what you're saying is that after a certain specification comes out, OSC needs to check it, right? OSC needs to implement and verify it. And then associated with that verification process, you give a badge. Right? Or something like that, right?
Well, I think, you know, that's part of what we want to talk about with the TIFG, but that's what we have to figure out how we as a community want to, you know, put pressure on these issues. So let's just say we built a non-real-time RIC that supports a certain amount of functionality in O1. Should we be trying to pressure our, you know, focus the TIFG to run an event around O1 that uses this software as a basis of, you know, interoperability testing and comparing to, you know, other products out there so that a badge could be created. I just don't think TIFG will spontaneously decide on those kind of events without input from us as to what we are ready for or what we think, you know, the value of the software we built is. They're setting up the mechanisms, the discussion, the framework based on input. But how much input are we giving them at this point if we don't say, hey, we're our Neo real-time RIC, our XApps, our non-real-time RIC, our SMO is at a certain level of capability that we'd like to help drive some kind of badging event around, right? So that's how I look at it, John. I'm not trying to create it, but at the same time, I don't think we should sit around and wait for other people to notice what we're doing and then become it, you know, see how it becomes useful. I think we need to figure out how to promote what we're doing, leveraging what's been there. And as part of that process, you know, maybe bring a little pressure to the specification teams to rally around a particular milestone. That's all. I just think we're too invisible with what we're doing. And we need to find a way to drive a little bit more notice of what capability exists and how to do it on a more community basis. Not necessarily invent our own, but we're part of that community as well, and certainly can bring ideas and concepts to it. But we can't just sit around and wait for a year and a half and wait for someone to notice. This is what I'm concerned about. So I think we need to continue to talk about how we promote ourselves and how our software can be used and promote those uses, and try to rally the community of users of our software and align that with ORAN objectives. That's all I'm trying to spur a conversation around. I'm just concerned that we are not getting enough visibility about what we really do. I don't know if that helps, John, but you know, it's just a dialogue. Anyone else have any thoughts?
No, thanks, Jack.
All right. Well, something to think about, especially for the TOC members. We have to figure out how to promote what we're doing more effectively. And you know, at least I see in the things all the time, people claim they're ORAN compliance or they have these different things, but as best that I can tell, they're not using anything from us.
I think we discussed this earlier, but we have existing badging that we can look at and ramp up if you wanted to do a open OSC sort of badge with like ONAP and or OPNFV now Anucat badging and stuff that we can look at and build off.
Is there any kind of presentation that you could share about what other projects or somebody else has done?
I can dig one up. Yes,
okay.
I think I'll go see that. Yeah, because right. The most recent one that comes to mind is the ONAP certified badge.
Okay, so just a discussion about how we try to promote what we're doing here more effectively. All right, we've gone, you know, we're at the end of the hour. Does anyone have any other business that they want to cover today? Okay, then we'll go ahead and close the meeting for this week. Thank you, everyone.
Jack, sorry. So regarding the TOC seats, I think we have announced this, in particular mentioned this last week, that I mean, if any TOC members who are interested in continuing this membership, they should reach us by the end of last week. And then I remember so far we have got the response from Nokia and Ericsson, right? But I think we still have some of the response from...
Right, I think Ganesh. For Radisys, and then for a new entrant, we did hear from, I believe it was Wind River.
Wind River, yes. But probably these are questions to Ganesh. Let us know. I mean,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah. I'll send an email.
Let me send it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else? Anyone else? Okay. With that, we'll close the meeting. Thank you, everybody, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.